Thanks so much, Kate. So we have our last preacher for the day, which is Chantel, who was here last night.
Wow, that's all I can say as well. It has been phenomenal. It has been amazing to see that I don't think one of the ladies that have shared this weekend had any communication. But yet, so many of us have sat there going, she's got my scripture, she's got my point, she's got what I wanted to say. There was even a line that Kirsty said, that I've got exactly the line. And I opened my iPad and I said to Terry, check here. It's amazing. And just like Kate's just shared too, is just what I wanted to share on this afternoon in a different way. And God uses us all to share the same thing, but in different ways. Because all of us are unique. He has made us unique. Every single one of us are specially made by Him, specially created by Him. When Nikki spoke about generations and inheritance, I hadn't looked at my phone, and I was looking for a scripture, and I popped out. I saw my daughter had sent me a message. And this is what inheritance is all about. It says, "Hi, Mom. Been praying for you last night and this morning, praying that things would be broken over those women that you are sharing with, that there would be a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit as you speak, and that He would reveal things that that specific ladies need to hear. I saw a picture of a bridge, and how it often takes us from one place of ground to another. Some ladies are on the shaky bridge right now, but solid ground, she had no idea what was happening. But solid ground is in front of them. They need to keep moving and stepping forward into what God has for them in boldness. There is no going back. Proud of you, Mom. The journey's been long, but you have overcome. And you have given us, your children, an inheritance forever." How special is that? How special is that? And you know what's so amazing? Nikki knows, because they actually prayed for her a few months ago when they were down in Joburg, that she's working her grit and her grace. And she walks in grace in the grit that she's going through. She's just had her sixth miscarriage. And it's been traumatic, but she stands firm on the word of God. And she says, like Kate's just said, what we go through is not for now. It's for the story to tell and our ministry that we're walking into. It is just absolutely so amazing. I actually said to Nikki in the break, I said to her, I actually don't even know what to say, because everything's literally been said. But I'm just going to round up a little bit of what I've prepared, which is basically what's been said. And then I wrote a poem, and I want to just read the poem, and then I just want to read a declaration over us before we go. The title that I had was Beauty in the Beginning, in the Becoming. Beauty in the Becoming. Each and every one of us, like I said, is uniquely made. We are all beautiful in His hands. But we have something to do. And I want to share today that my grace in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, it says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me." Through trials and through everything that we go through, God never takes away our voice. He always gives us a voice. Find your voice. Proverbs 31 is what we all strive to be. Verse 26, it says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue." Let's be women of grit and grace. Let's be women of wisdom and teaching the younger generation. Find your voice in stepping, how's this, into identity and purpose. Grace allows you to speak up, not just to be heard, but to be healed. So many times when we share our testimony, it's a healing to us. I was sharing with a lady just after lunch, and I said, there's some people that have come from my church sitting in this audience today, and they came up to me last night and said, in tears, and said, "Chantal, we never knew what you had been through." There's a time to share of what you've gone through. And it's a time, is the perfect time that God ordains. When you have overcome and can use your trials to help others through theirs, that's the glory of God. For many years I was silent, but I always knew I had a voice in His timing. I felt myself to be a broken vessel, a water jar that was broken, and I was trying to put it back together. And it's so amazing that there's a picture there of a jar with silver lining. Those cracks and the leaking water was running dry. The more I tried to fill it with God's word, the more it leaked out. It was hard to accept that God had grace on me, that He could use even a broken vessel for His glory, not mine. I kept filling the jar, but it never felt over full. It never overflowed. And I always used to wonder why. God showed me a picture of those cracks that were dripping water as I went on flowers that needed to be watered through a broken vessel. I wanted to share the story of the woman at the well, and you all know what grace she had, but she was overcome by Jesus, just knowing who she was. And what did she do? She didn't stay quiet. She used her voice, not to elevate herself, but she used her voice to go and tell who the Messiah was. We need to realize that even our broken jars are sealed with God's silver lining, and it's there to be used. We are grace, but beauty is in the becoming. Don't be silent. Stand up and speak. We are His daughters. Our past does not define us. Our circumstance does not limit us. Find your voice and trust God in the process. The second point I had was find your purpose, your identity. And those were the two ones that we've already read, Ephesians 2 verse 10, Jeremiah 29:11, Don't bury what God wants for glory. He doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. After grace, after grit, there is grace. Each of us has a purpose. Know God's plan for you. Purpose is not something you find out there. The world cannot give you purpose, but the grace of God can give you purpose. Find your purpose. It starts with what you have in your hand. Use that you have and make it purposeful in what God's got for you. Grace doesn't just save us from trouble. It sets us out to go. And the third point I want to make is, and this is what we've got to do, we've got to rise up. We've got to rise up as warriors, and we've got to rise, shine, for the light has come. The glory of the Lord rises upon you. Arise and shine. Ladies, arise and shine. The time has come. We have fought through troubles, and troubles are still going to come. Struggles will always be there, but it's how we get through those troubles and how we stand on the rock. The rock. It's amazing that Kate spoke on deserts. If you know Swakopmund, it's in the middle of the desert. And when those east wind blow, that grit and sand goes everywhere. How much more can we not take that grit and that sand and let us go out and see people that aren't sitting here saved? People that aren't sitting here see the glory of God through our testimonies. Let us go out and proclaim the glory of the Lord, what he has done through us and in us. Let us not be silent. Let us not be silent. Let us have a voice. Let us know our purpose to see the kingdom of God just blown up, just extended to everybody we meet. And walk boldly with the armor of God. And go out and fight back the enemy that is trying to take ground. Let's shine for Jesus. Women of grit and grace. I wrote this poem, and when I shared it with my daughters, they were like, "Sure, Mom, that's so you." She walks through fire, but didn't burn. Each scar a story, each trial a turn. With grit she rose when others fell. With grace she stood and loved so well. She whispered hope through broken days, found her strength in silent praise. Her voice, once hidden, now declares, God's power shines through all her prayers. She took the gift the Lord had shown and made his glory fully known. Not perfect, but faithful in her pace. A woman crowned with grit and grace. Grit is our endurance. Grace is our empowerment. Together, they make us unshakable. I want to challenge you this afternoon. What you have heard here last night and today, don't let it just be another note in your book. Don't let it just be, yeah, that was good, that was good, that was good. Take it away. Chew on it. And share it. Share it with others. Share what you have gone through with others, because your testimony will be someone else's trial, and they need your testimony so that they can get through their trials. Don't keep your testimony to yourself. Share it. Share the gospel. Share the word of the Lord. Share the scriptures that are laid on your heart. Encourage each other. Lift each other up. Because that's what we are together as warriors for God. I want to end with Proverbs 31, verse 25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We are women of grit and grace. We can rise, we can speak, and we can act. And God's strength will carry us because all we do is for His glory. We are not what the world has called us to be. We are who the King has set free. Crowned with grace, clothed with might, we walk with heavenly holy light. Can we stand and declare together? Can we all stand and declare this together? Can we just maybe just raise our hands as we just allow God to just whatever's been said over these last few days, just come and resonate with us. As I say this declaration over us, I am a woman of grit and grace. I press on. I stand strong. I fall, but I rise again. I am loved. I'm empowered and covered by His grace. I will finish my race with joy. I am a woman of grit and grace. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your empowering grace and unshakable strength. You see each woman here, not as she was, but as you have shaped her to be. Where there has been pressure, produce diamonds. Where there has been silence, release a voice filled with truth and kindness. Stir up the gifts within us, Lord. Let us walk boldly in what you have called us to with grit and speak in love with grace. May we not waste what you have placed in our hands today. We choose to rise, to move, and to trust you in every step. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.